Hello, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. And today I'm so excited, to launch the ninth episode of the Tori Property Tip Show. Now, today is such a very beautiful day. And just like always, every episode on the Tori Show brings to you some really beautiful information that you don't want to miss. I mean, today we have such a very wonderful topic which we're going to be, teaching something that a lot of people want to know. In fact, a lot of people want to go into real estate, want to do the business of real estate, but somehow they feel that it is quite expensive, Actually, it is, but you see, it is not as expensive as people think it is. It is not as expensive as that. Now, the real estate industry is one that, comes with a lot of profits. It comes with a lot of values and benefits. As someone who deals in real estate, it is sure that you get, you make money, in bulk. That is one of the most beautiful lessons of, doing real estate business. And, in the real estate sector, there are various categories of the business. You might want to be a property brokerage, a property broker. You want to be an agent. There are property developers. There are land or property flipping agents. Various types. But the basic thing essentially is you can actually, which brings us actually to the topic of the day. You can actually get into the real estate business with little or no money. Trust me, with little or no money, you can, go into the real estate sector. And on this episode, we are going to be giving you some really wonderful and helpful tips how you can actually, do real estate with little or no money. Now, trust me, this works. This works. If you pay attention, if you follow us on this episode, I can assure you that with some really wonderful plans and with a wonderful business plan and strategy, you can actually jump right into the real estate business. And I can assure you, at the end of the day, some really wonderful thing, comes out of it. Now, first of all, on the points we have for today, if you want to go into real estate business and you don't have money, or you have just a very you just have little money, trust me, the thing is, you can actually do this. Okay, now one of the points we're going to be starting with is, first of all, you need to have a registered business, right? You need to register your business first to open you to a safe environment to do business, so you don't have stress with anybody. And that's the first thing you need to do to register your business. In Nigeria, the Corporate Affairs Commission, is a place where you go and register your business. You need to get a business name that's very attractive and catchy, and then you register your company. Now, the second thing, a second tip we're going to be giving you, to this effect is, you need to have a business plan. You need to have a business plan. You need to set up a business plan, which is properly thought, and also in line with your, with your current status. Like, you want to start a business without money, or you want to start a business with little money. So you need to come up with strategies and a proper business plan that can actually help you achieve that. So basically, essentially what we're going to be doing on this very episode is, giving you a few tips on how to come up with, a business plan that can help you start the real estate business with little or no money. So you just pay attention, you're gonna be blessed after this, trust me. So we're gonna go ahead now. After having a business plan, another thing I really advise you do is, research, on the nature of real estate business in Nigeria. You need to make a very extensive research, to understand how the industry works, because you need to understand how the industry works, before you can actually, dive right into it. because what you don't understand, you cannot conquer. Now you need to have an in-depth understanding on how the real estate industry works. Now when you have such an understanding, then it even helps you to come up with your business plan, you know, which and then most importantly your strategies on how you wish to achieve those goals, right? Now I think one of the strategies we're going to be giving you here to, you know, start up a real estate business without money, first and foremost, you need to get partnerships. Now, how this works is, you don't have the money, you know, there's a maybe a developer who has perhaps, and that is why it is good for you to make research, because you need to have some really good knowledge about the industry and how to, you know, provide value, you know, to any maybe a developer or any property agency you wish to partner with. There has to be something definitely you're offering to them. You know, I can tell you just about anybody can actually partner with, you know, real estate. I can tell you, I know web developers who have partnered with real estate firms and they are really making their money. You know, I am one of them. I am also a web developer, aside the fact that I do business. So, you know, partnerships is one of, you know, the major tactics in which you can actually get into this real estate business without having money. The thing is, whoever it is you're partnering with is assumed to have the money. He has the money, then essentially what you are bringing in is your ideas and your skills, right? So you need to have ideas, you know, in the real estate sector, something you know that can take the business to the next level, so you can actually just bring in your services for free, okay? And then somehow you find out that you're already making some really good money. Essentially, the thing is, being strategic with these businesses, like with the way you want to go into it, is, you know, in a way to help you raise fund to actually go right into your own business. Because trust me, real estate needs, it is very capital intensive, it needs money, okay? So how you can actually get into it and start and earn some really good money and make some really good profits while you save up, you know, to start your own in full, okay? Now, so while you start working and additional values to whoever you're partnering with, you're making money. For example, say a web developer, you approach a real estate firm who doesn't really have, they don't have a website. Of course, they have the money, they are doing their business on the street and all. And then you come up with an idea, hey, I can actually build you a website, a very effective website that can take your business to the next level. You know, I'm going to do all this for free, but I want a stake in your business. You see that? Now, you have a value you want to offer to this company who is actually doing his business the traditional way, and they're not getting enough money. You know, you can actually just propose to build a website, and then you should have a very great idea that, you know, and that makes that person, that gives the person confidence that when he partners with you, you know, his business is definitely actually going to go to the next level. So you see that you don't even put anything into this, you know, business, and then you're in business with these people and you're earning your money, earning some really good capital to that effect. Now, remember that building a website is not just building the website and they have a website. Of course, someone is going to manage that website. So why not you just take part, or you just take charge of that part of the business, and that is your own contribution to that business. You don't want to get paid for it, but you want to stake in, you know, the business, right? So that way, I can assure you that such a partnership is going to fetch you millions. It depends on how smart you are and how your business plan is, how your strategies to achieve them are, you know. So that is essentially one of our points. Then secondly, there's something called JV. That's another point I'm giving you now. Something called JV, joint ventures. Joint venture. This is a strategy in the real estate industry where people, you know, use more like a trade and barter, you know, where people use what they have to, you know, get what they want. You know, a partnership that, you know, help people achieve something. This other party has something the other party has something, so they join forces together and then they come up with some. So one of the most interesting part of this is one of the other parties definitely would not have money. He might have something that, you know, okay, now let's take this for instance. You have a land, you don't have money, you don't have a dime, right? But you have a land, maybe by inheritance or by whichever way, you know. So that land is just there sitting, doing nothing. You know, some people would farm with the land, but you can actually, you know, get more value from that land. Now you don't know the way forward. You like real estate, but you don't have the money to go into it. You want to develop on that land, but you don't have money to do that. Now joint ventures, you know, is a part of real estate where people join forces. Now, like, you have a land, like I said before. Now you go out there in search of someone who has the money, a developer who has the money to develop on that land. You're not putting any of your money inside. All you know you have is the land. You can actually decide to sell that land, but I can assure you it can't fetch you as much as, you know, a JV deal will, right? Now you now get a developer who has the money to develop but has no land. And perhaps you have a land in a good location and the developer wants that land. It doesn't necessarily have to be a developer, but it can be someone who has money. But like I said before, you need to have a registered company, okay, so you don't have issues with the authorities. Now you now get someone who is interested to develop that land. He has the money, you have the land. Now some of them might just come in a way of, I want to buy this land. You say, no, I don't want to buy, I don't want to sell. Are you interested in a deal? You now make a proposition of, hey, are you interested in developing this place? You don't have to pay for the land. You develop with your money, we share the profits. So then once the person is okay with the idea, you now go ahead to, you know, do a memorandum of understanding, right? Legal binding, definitely, you know, which states that you have mutual understanding to this effect. I want to give my land for the sole purpose of this so-so-so person, you know, developing so-so-so kind of house on the land. So that whatever comes out of it is either we're selling the house or we're using it for commercial purposes. Whatever the case may be, the proceeds of this deal is being shared in so-so-so percentage. In most cases, the owner of the land says he wants 50-50. Sometimes he says he wants 60-40. Sometimes the developer says, no, because I have the money, because I'm doing the development, you're not doing anything, I'm doing all the work here, I'll take 60 and you take 40 simply because you have the land. So it all depends on the agreements you guys reach at the end of the day, you know. And then that way you just get exactly what you want, you know. So essentially that's exactly how it works. So once you have that agreement, you know, then you can just go ahead and call a lawyer, and then everything is going to be settled at that point in time, you know. So essentially that's how it works. Now another point we're going to be, you know, giving today is what I hope we do understand the JV, because this is one of the very important you know, strategies which people, you know, get into real estate, the JV, okay. Now but make sure you call a lawyer, make sure you get someone who knows the business to give you an idea of what's how it works, okay. So you don't agree on a deal that will not favor you, okay? And make sure you also have a lawyer. So that's how it works. So the next point we're going to be having here is seek for investors. You know, maybe you now have an idea, you have a very wonderful idea, business idea that's never been seen before. You know, you have the idea, you know that this idea is so lucrative and it's going to bring a lot of money, you know, but you don't know how to get into it because you don't have money. Okay, now that idea, I can assure you, can fetch you investors from all over the world, and before you know what is happening, your company is you know, returning revenues in millions and billions. Trust me, it works. I've seen it happen many times. Now, if you have wonderful ideas, that's why you need to, you know, research a lot about real estate. And you know, once you're able to get what you want, you know, you can actually just come up with a great idea that a lot of investors will want to bring their money into. You know, then that way you can generate funds for your business, right? Now, first step to this is looking around your industry, looking out for those problems that no one has seen, such problems that when you solve, a lot of people would want to, you know, pay for that solution, right? Now, these are the things investors look at when they see that it is a major problem that a lot of people feels that they can actually pay, you know, pay anything for such solution. Investors would definitely put their money into such an idea. You don't have to pay a dime, you don't have to waste one kobo. But I mean, I tell you, once you have a great idea, investors from all around the world are going to be attracted to that idea. You see people begging to, you know, put in their money so they can actually have stakes in those businesses. So essentially, the idea here is getting a very wonderful business plan, a wonderful idea that, you know, is lucrative. Then you seek for investors. Now, when you seek for investors and then they look at the idea, they see that, wow, this is something that I can actually put my money into. You look around, you see a lot of companies like that. They really did not have anything, but they just had their ideas and they sold it out, and you see a lot of people putting their money into it. That is how it works. You see that you didn't put any money in. All you just need to do is think. Look around you, look for those problems in the industry, fix them up and make your billions. That is essentially how this works. Now, so when that is done, another very key, you know, strategy or tips you can actually, you know, put in to actually make some really good money is creating a website. You need to create a website. Now, after registering your business and then, you know, you don't have money, but your idea is something that, you know, you don't have an office yet and all, so go ahead and create a website. Now, that website, you can have a social media page. You don't have to pay any money for it. You know, put out your ideas through your website to those social media platforms. You see, a lot of people are going to come in. Now, this basically are for, say, agents. Okay, now, this, let me just say this. One of the other ways, one of the very key ways you can actually get into real estate is, you know, learning and becoming a property agent, right? I know property agents who has made, you know, hundreds of millions commission or agency fee from deals that were successful, you know, that they did. Perhaps you could sell a land worth billions, you know, and then you get paid 5% of the value of that land. That is so much money. You see, you didn't put in anything. It was just your effort. And I can assure you, just anybody can become a property agent. You just need to have the right contacts, right? You need to know the right people, you know, people who have properties, people who want to sell. Then put it out to people. You can actually use long-standing real estate agents who know the market more than you. All you need is just the contact. Okay, once you have the contact of who has the property to sell, talk to people. You need to have a contact, talk to people who can actually help you, you know, seek for buyers. And at the end of the day, you sell that property and you make a lot of money. Then if you want to go into real estate at this point, you can just jump right into it. I know a lot of real estate firms who started that way. You know, these people were just real estate agents, and at the end of the day, they have they have a very wonderful deal that paid them a lot of money, and then they invested immediately into real estate. And that is exactly how it works. That is exactly how it works. A lot of people, every agent I know look forward to that, blockbuster deal, right? Every agent look forward to that blockbuster deal that will change the person's life forever. That's for those who are ambitious, okay? So this is basically one of the ways, you can actually get into real estate and make a lot of money, start up your own business without any money, okay? Now, in line with that, you come up with a website, like for agents, this is just a strategy I'm giving out to agents. Come up with a website, put out all those properties you have, put it out on social media so you can reach out to more people. Now, before you know what is happening, you're selling massively. Your website could gain traction, depending on the idea you're using. Your website could gain a lot of traction, and you see, aside just selling properties, you're also making money from the online space, right? Now, that way you have a real estate company online, you're making your money, you're making your commissions, and that way you can actually grow to becoming, that real estate company of your dream, right? So take note of that. Create a website for your business as an agent or a property broker, and then expand the sphere of your influence, and that way you can actually make a lot of money. Now, another way is, did you know you can actually use borrowed money to start up a real estate business, right? You don't have the money, but say you have the link to actually get a loan, some really substantial amount of loan, and then you have a business plan, like I said before. Not just having a business plan, you must have a strategy to executing that business plan. Once you're sure of all these things, you've gone to the drawing board and you've come up with all your plans and everything, you can then go ahead to, take money from this place where you can actually get the money, put it into the business. And I can assure you, no investment in real estate is a waste. Every investment in real estate, I can assure you, brings back well over 5 to 10 times what you have invested in it within just a very short space of time. I can assure you that. So don't fear to borrow money. As long as you're putting it into an investment in real estate, just be rest assured that within a shortest space of time, you're going to pay back that money, and you're going to have even more to run your business. Now, this is a very, very valid way. It's a valid point to actually start off this business without money. You can actually go for a loan, like I said. So that's a very wonderful one. Now, another one is offering a service or skill. This is in line with what I mentioned in the first point. I have a lawyer friend of mine who concentrated in property attorney, always negotiates with clients, to be paid with part of the property. Do you understand? Now, he negotiates with the clients so that at the end of the day, part of the property is given to him, out of the kind of negotiation. At the end of the day, you could come up with a very, really good negotiation. You could get a better deal than maybe the owner could actually get. You say, okay, this is what I want. Don't pay me any agency fee. Don't pay me any money. Give me part of this property to manage. Maybe the person builds a shopping complex, right? And then he's willing to put it out for, say, 1 million naira per shop. Now, this agent says, sir, I can actually get you clients who would pay for this shop, who would pay 2 million naira for this shop. The man will be like, wow, are you really serious? You can do this? He say, yes, okay, let me do the negotiations. Just leave everything to me, but I don't want you to pay me any money. What I want is, I want 2 units or 3 units of, the shops in this complex. That is what I want as my pay, so that whatever comes out of it, all the rent that comes from there, I take the money. You see, that is a long-term investment, a lifetime investment. Then you put it into agreement, legal binding, of course. The man says, okay, wow, if I can get 2 million naira for this thing that I wanted to pay 1 million naira, I can actually just give out these 3 shops to you. After all, it's just 3 million naira out of my own listing. Since you're going to be giving me 2 million naira, no problem, you can go ahead. You see, that way you can actually just get yourself a wonderful deal. These things are very possible. You just need to get the right people and the right ideas, you know, to sell out to them. So once you've achieved that, you can actually move ahead. You can invest those monies you're getting from that deal into your own company. Or again, another thing is you can actually imagine you have 5 to 10 of such deals. Just imagine the cash flow is coming to you, you know, on a yearly basis. Those monies, you can actually just put them into your own venture, and that way you can actually grow to whoever, whatever you want to be. Now take note of these things. These things are working principles and strategies, which is working in the industry where I work now. So take key note of them, because they actually work. Okay, now another way is mortgage. I know a lot of people think that mortgage is just an arrangement where you get a house and then the bank pays for it. You just pay a little amount in the money, you know, at the end of the day you have a house where you could live. Hello, I think you need to start being business oriented with your thoughts. Okay, now imagine it this way. You can actually get those houses through mortgage. Allow the bank to pay for it. Once you have access to that house, you don't need to. Now people use mortgage to get houses just to live in it, right? Think about it this way. Use mortgage to get a house to use it as a commercial property. Rent it out. It doesn't necessarily have to be a house. It can also be a commercial property. Rent it out. Then while you're paying back that mortgage, you're not paying it with your money. Those rents paid by those people you have given that house out to, those rents being paid are the money you used to remit. And you'd find out that the rent you collect for that house per year is way more than what you're supposed to remit to your mortgage providers every year. At the end of the day, one, you see that you pay off for that property really quickly, and secondly, the property becomes yours for life. But then you use just a little amount or no amount to get that house, then you allowed your tenants to pay for it. Isn't that such a very smart way to do real estate? Imagine you have up to 10 to 20 houses you got this way, and then you put in people into it. You just go home, sit down, relax, cross your leg, and wait for the house to become yours. It wouldn't take more than 3 to 5 years. You're done paying for those houses. The rest of the lifespan of that house, you are the boss. You see how smart that is to actually make some really good money. Think about mortgage as an opportunity to get it, start a real estate business and make money, not just getting a house, okay? So that is a very valid point. Take note of that. I'm sure you want to take action on that. So now, another strategy here is banking on relationships you have with people, right? Banking on relationships you have with people. Now, you might know someone who has a land and he's not doing anything with it. And then you know a real estate developer. You know a real estate developer who has the money and he likes a land in that location where someone you know has. So what you can do is propose this business to this man. Sir, this land you're keeping here, you don't want to sell it, right? He says, no, I don't want to sell it. But do you know you can actually use this land here to make billions? You might be like, how is that possible? You sell out the idea to him. I know of a developer. Everything is going to be legal binding, of course, so don't worry, nothing. Everything, your money is safe. You're going to have your lawyer, you know, advise you on this too. You know, I'm going to bring someone who can develop on this land. So it's just like the JVD. But you see, now the other thing is you're the middleman in the deal, right? You are bringing both the developer and you're bringing the owner of the land, and you are the person in the middle. So in that deal, you say, okay, this man is going to earn some amount of money, you know, from, you know, this deal. We're going to make our share capital so percentage by so percentage, right? Maybe the owner of the money the developer takes a 50%, then the buyer takes a 50%, right? Then you as the middleman demand for a 10% to facilitate that deal. Now the buyer gives you a 10%, the developer gives you a 10% as the middleman in that business who has made it work out, right? Now the person who you have a relationship with is going to bank on that relationship, since he doesn't have to do anything, but he's going to make a lot of money from that. They will be like, why not? I can give you 10%. Then you call a lawyer, sign that, and make sure that everything is legal binding. Don't do anything that is not legal binding, please. Don't do anything that does not have legal backups, please. Then you go to the developer, say, okay, sir, you can do this, make your money, but I want 10%. Be like, okay, if you can make this work out, you have your 10%, then you go ahead and do, you know, your underground jobs and ensure that everything works out. And then you see the buyer is paying you 10%, and the developer is paying you 10%, and the owner of the land is paying you 10%. You see that that relationship has paid you. So banking on your relationships with people, you know, in the right place, you know, are going to actually help you, you know, achieve this, your goal of having a real estate business without having any money. So these things I tell you are very key. These things I tell you are 100% workable. These are things that people do in the industry, people I know, people I have seen, businesses that today are worth billions. This is how they started. Now every real estate person you know started from somewhere. Not all of them had the bulk money on ground before they started. These little things that I just told you, no matter how casual they may sound, trust me, if you pay attention to these things and you take actions on them, you know, as someone who is ambitious, who want to really go into the real estate industry, do these things I tell you, and I can assure you 100% that, you know, the sky is just going to be your starting point. Yeah, so if you're in one of these categories, take action on these things that I've said. And trust me, it is 100% effective. It's going to work for you. Now, I think this has brought us to the end of today's episode on the Tory Property Tip Show. You know, we've given very few points that are very, very effective and very powerful, you know, as to how you can go into the real estate industry and start up your own business with little or no money. Trust me, those points are very powerful. Work on them and you're going to thank me later. Now, this is the 9th episode of the Tory Property Tip Show, and want to especially thank all our listeners for following us up, you know, and learning stuff, for all your comments, for all your recommendations, and, you know, all the appreciations and all. We really want to show you that we are also really very appreciative of the fact that you believe in the things that we say, and then you're actually letting them help you. I really thank you for that. All our diaspora listeners, we also want to thank you. You're listening from the US, you're listening from South Africa, you're listening from Ghana, you know, wherever you are from, Dubai, from the UK. We just want to say thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your recommendations. Thank you for your comments and all. We really appreciate that. Next episode is going to be the bump, because the next episode of the Tory Property Tip Show ends the season one of, you know, the Tory Property Tip Show, and that leads us to season two, which is going to be, season two comes up in 2 weeks time. Make sure that you listen to next episode. It's going to be the bump. It's going to be something really wonderful, just because it is a very special episode. You know, the topic we're going to be treating is also going to be very special, and it's going to be a very big secret we're going to be revealing to you on that episode. So stay with us and stay tuned, you know, on the next episode, and I'm sure you're really going to be happy that you did. So until we come your way on the next episode, we'll see you then. But again, we just want to welcome you back from the holiday. We skipped last week because of the Easter break. Of course, I'm a Christian, so we skipped last week. I hope you don't think that there was a problem. No problem. We just skipped last week because of the Easter break, okay? Now we're back fully, and We're not going to skip any episode except when there is need to. Okay, so until we see you on the next episode, I remain your host, Kingsley Agu. Thanks for listening.